you know, we need to think about our next generations.
Ted Hart is a member of the local Chilkoot tribe. He came to the rally at 3rd and Main with his 14-month-old son, Ads.
The indigenous people always thought any time they made a big decision, they considered the next 7 generations down the line. And I think that's very important, and that's what kept this culture alive for thousands and thousands of years. It was about balance and reciprocity.
Hart says that's what the protests in North Dakota are about, protecting natural resources, especially water, for future generations.
Ha-Shiganya, our protecting power, Great Spirit. Ha-Yi-Shani, for having mercy on us, for having consideration, compassion for me.
Hart said a Tlingit prayer before leading the group in 4 songs.
This one is a canoe song. The Tlingits were water people. They traveled these waters hundreds of miles and dug out canoes.
Hart was joined in dance by Larry Sweet, Jr.
My Tlingit name is Yachtahan. I just wanted to thank my brother here for inviting me to be with his group. He is Chilkoot. I am Chilkat from the Kongwantan. So I'm Eagle Thunderbird. But being here with the group and seeing the amount of people that were here to support is a very heartwarming thing to see. You know, so it's not just our relatives down south that are having to deal with this. We are also supporting them, you know, by lifting them up.
No matter where you are, you have to raise your voice.
Hannah Bocart helped organize the rally.
I consider this to be one of the biggest social struggles of this decade, at least. There's at least 100, over 300 tribes that have gathered there from all across the world. And it is saying that they're saying that this is the biggest movement of Native American peoples in over 100 years of American history. So we here just believe that we needed to honor that and stand here with them, even though we're so far away.
It wasn't just people in Haines who gathered Tuesday for this cause. Protest leaders put a call out across the country, dubbing November 15th the Nationwide Day of Solidarity for Standing Rock. Here's some sound from a video made by protesters in North Dakota.
On October 27th, water protectors, including myself and others, were targeted and attacked by the police from several states and the Army National Guard for trying to protect the water.
In response to this vicious attack, the Indigenous Environmental Network, Honor the Earth, and many of our allies are calling for a nationwide day of solidarity on November 15th, a week after the election, at Army Corps offices around the country.
The protesters are asking the Army Corps of Engineers not to grant an easement to build the pipeline under the lake at the center of the outcry. Lake Oahe is a water resource for the Standing Rock Reservation. According to national news outlets, the Army Corps delayed granting that easement this week in order to get more input from the tribe. When Haines resident Renee Hoffman saw the call to action, she organized this rally.
I get really tired of seeing that this is my country allowing these things to happen, and so I want to be part of the change I wish to see in the world. So
at the rally, organizers collected signatures to send to the Army Corps office in Juneau, urging the rejection of Dakota Access Pipeline permits. Bocart also hopes to send warm clothes and boots to North Dakota to help the hundreds of protesters there endure winter weather as their fight continues. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.